thank you so much. They didn't know, but they're already on the air. And the people on the air, I'm so glad that you are listening to Bethel Baptist Church from Morgan Hill, California, the United States of America. And for those in England, I know it's a different time zone. And for those in Korea, and how wonderful it is to know that tonight we have dedicated this night to have a concert of praising God with those hymns that were written with motivation. That those people who wrote these hymns, they really knew they went through, all right? So always in the evening service, we start with the number 255. Is that right? I'm getting right? Yeah, I'm getting right. Feel my memory with me. All right. Diane is on the piano just for a few minutes, and we're going to sing the entire hymn, A Blessed Assurance, and then after that, I'm going to turn the whole service to our wonderful guests, Charlotte and Dick. They come from a long distance, and they come to move us into the spirit, closer to the Lord, as they sing praises to him. Thank you for coming, by the way. Thank you so much. We really love you, and we hope to enjoy ourselves together. So now we're going to enjoy the whole church for number 255. Pray together. Father, we come into the presence of the mighty God, and tonight we dedicated this night for praise, and we pray that as we remember those hymns of the old time, we also remember the praise due to your name and due to the work of Christ, who has rescued us from sin unto life. Thank you, Father, that you wrote your book, and through your book we receive instruction and direction for our future. Bless us tonight as we remember how to worship you and love you in songs. Bless Dick and Charlotte. Are they going to bring us into the clouds of heaven as we listen to those beautiful songs that were written a long time ago, but they were written from the heart to our heart. Oh, Lord, thank you again for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Tayan. And now, Charlotte and dig together. Do you want to sing a straight an hour, or you want to close about 20 minutes and then we do something and then you continue, or you want to do it all together? All together, all right? Go.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best, thou art by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy
help me, I pray.
would not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths it flow may richer, fuller be. Oh, light that followest me all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thine sunshine blaze its day may brighter.
Seeks me through the pain. I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace a rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be.
That liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust my glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our ill. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled.
Sin and despair, like the sea waves go, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross.
To wash it away.
Look
Retired heavy equipment mechanic up in Alaska. I go up there sometimes to make some money to subsidize our hobby of bringing these old hymns to churches. And we went up there this year, and I worked in a different shop, and I could feel the demonic force in that shop. And about 12 mechanics, they just, like, they didn't even want to work. The music was so pounding, so evil, and it's like I could just feel it in the room. And I'm not the kind of guy that tells people how to live or how they should think, but I'm a prayer warrior, and I pray and pray and pray for these guys, and I just walk around equipment and pray for these guys. And I said, Lord, you got to do something. And it was amazing. 2 weeks we were there, one of the guys that works there ran over a girl in a pickup truck. It wasn't his fault, but it just broke his heart. He was a Christian, by the way. He doesn't even work in our shop. He works in another division. But we got to have a great prayer time with him and encouraging him. It's a horrible thing to go through. But the other one was, these guys like to brag about how tough they are, how they can handle anything, and nothing can bother them. And if anybody gives them any trouble, well, they kick the tar out of them. They have this attitude at coffee time, and I just look at them and just pray for them. And this one guy's kind of the leader. I mean, he's like, nothing defies him. Superman. He even, in the coveralls, he rips them out with his muscles, you know. And his wife and him were in self-defense, and they got into self-defense fighting with each other one night, really bad. It was so bad, the law separated them. Now, they love each other. Believe me, they really love each other. He came to work a broken man. He says, I've lost everything. The law won't let me be around my wife or my kids. And my wife won't testify against me, and I just love her to pieces. And he says, I have to tell my lawyer to tell my wife I love her. I can't talk to her. And I says, let's pray together. And so, God's so great. Grace, wonderful grace. And that guy, he came to work the next day, and he says, well, Dick, he says, I found Bible scripture on my cell phone. He says, I can read scripture every morning. And when I left there on January 12th, it was cold outside, about 20 below. But I tell you what, in that shop, he gave me the biggest hug, and he says, I wouldn't know about Jesus without you. He says, nobody tells me about Jesus but you. You know, I didn't make much money up there because the cost was so horrible, but being up there with him just made it wonderful.
Amen.
Grace, God's grace. I'll continue singing now. Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came. Jesus was his name. Born in a manger to his own a stranger, a man of sorrow, tears and agony. Gracious, tender, laid aside his stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul.
Glory for me, glory for me, glory for me.
applaud between these songs. You're not applauding for us. I mean, I'm just grateful for people that have written these awesome songs, written the music, and we just have the honor of doing them, you know. Sometimes they don't come out so correct, but we do them, and we love them, and we praise them. We praise the Lord for people that do this, and we can do this. So feel free to applaud. You're not praising us.
Thank you.
That's a song by Tommy Dorsey. I have to tell you this story because this is really a good one. A man who sings with the African Black Mambazo, Ladysmith African Black Mambazo, is a Christian group in Africa, and he heard this song by Tommy Dorsey, who lost his family. And he loved this song so much, he said, I want to go meet Tommy Dorsey. But Tommy Dorsey was dying. So they got together the money, and they flew him up to where Tommy Dorsey lay in his bed in the hospital. And all the people were gathering around his bed, singing his song to him.
Precious Lord, take my hand.
Jesus belongs to me.
Peace and glad tidings to earth.
tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid a ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Sweetest that ever was heard. Sweetest that ever was heard.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Jesus, and nothing more.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Can sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains? And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains.
The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, the vile as he, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, and there may I, the vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. I always love to sing here because I always feel that Pastor Otero's prayers and sermon prepare my heart. So thank you for that.
See you.
Change from that demonic music to country western. Not bad. And I learned country western has a lot of songs about Jesus in it. And man, I just was thanking Jesus that last month I was there. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for country western. These guys were getting a message over that big sound system. And I think it was so neat how the Lord touched certain people. Another guy was up there. I just have to tell you this. He was a laborer up there. And he has a very low image of himself. And how do you know? We all know that Satan likes to keep a low image on people, feeling sorry, like they're pitiful, they're nothing. And I prayed for this guy. His name was Paulie. And I, years before, I've been praying for Paulie. And this year when I went up there, he said, Dick, I just want to tell you, my wife and I are going to Assembly of God Church now, and our family, and we are so happy. And he's a different guy. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, sometimes you're called into areas that are like war-torn. And we're going up there again this year. Pray for us. It's not a moneymaker, but my heart is in prayer for those guys every day. Let's go this one, baby. Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. So praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I will stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my on higher ground.
My heart has no desire to stay, where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I will stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane.
Higher plane that I have found.
His dear name repeat.
Lest I forget this ceremony.
just want to tell you, I know a lot of you have our CDs. We have friends that buy CDs for friends because they want to minister to them somehow, and they don't want to take them to rock music. We have this one lady at RV camp. She was dying with cancer. Her name is Judy, wonderful lady. We used to sing to the RV parks, and she says, I want to buy your CDs for my friends. I want to buy five of them for my friends. So we're going to give them to her. Amen. She's going to be gone in 2 weeks. It was a week. And she said, nope. She says, I'm not, where I'm going, I don't need this money. She says, I want to bless people down here on earth. And we've had some, a lot of different denominations, some that you would raise your eyebrows on. We had a Mormon this Christmas. He went $200 for the CDs. He says, I got friends that have got to hear that music. And so anyway, it's a thought. It's a wonderful blessing to people that wonder, you know, this music really ministers to them. Now, this music you're hearing tonight is not on our CD. It's going to be on our CD. Some of it will be. And anyway, I just really appreciate you guys coming out and listening and encouraging us. And we just appreciate being blessed by you guys. And we have merchant now. We can do Visa cards, MasterCards, debit cards, credit cards. We got you any way you're looking at it. So nobody can walk out of here and say, I can't do it. No. No, I'm just joking with you. I just appreciate you. And we've had a lot of people that say, I wish you could take credit. And they, you know, my wife and I, we don't carry $15 with us. We have $10, but we don't have $15, and that's the price of the CDs. Anyway, whatever your wish. Huh? And, Pastor, you can close in prayer now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good. Thank you so much. All right. About 5 months ago, we planned to be here, and we keep in contact as they travel with my office. And the day came and gone, and they're going to go back to, where is your home now? Well, Washington?
We have a post office box there, but we're going to be going to Alaska.
To Alaska, back again for our brother to make their money, all right?
And in Washington, we spent a month, and in Alaska, we spent 4 months, so figure that one out.
Okay, may God give you strength to that very difficult job. Let's pray. Father, tonight we remember those who, in thee, wrote these songs because they mean something to them. And so, Father, these songs are in our hymn book. This is part of our church life and music. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you for Dick and Charlotte coming here all the way from Alaska and Washington. And, Lord, we pray that you bless them in the new year as they go back home and as Dick need to work in Alaska. Give him strength, protection, and his work. And then may, if it's your will, to see them again the coming year. Thank you, Father, that we have the opportunity to relax and to listen to the music that we love. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Oh.